And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not Chicago. This is Leonid and friends from Moscow, Russia. More from them in just a few. I'm telling you, they can sing and they can play. I'm amazed. Okay, health matters. Making our hearts healthier. We're moving. We're taking a look at the impact of TV watching and high-energy breakfast eating on the health of our hearts. Again, as the researchers explored the habits of TV watching people to see what impact it had on the heart, they looked at the impact on three different groups. The low group, where the people watch TV for 7 hours or less each week. The moderate group, where they watch TV for 7 to 21 hours per week, and then the high group, where the people watch TV for more than 21 hours each week. Again, the research found that the people in the high group, those who watch TV for more than 21 hours each week, had almost double the chances of plaque buildup in their arteries compared with those in the low group who watch TV 7 hours or less. Also, watching more TV correlated with a higher risk of hypertension and diabetes. People in the high TV watching group were 68% more likely to have hypertension and 50% more likely to have diabetes than those who watch TV for 7 hours or less each week. I can't help but wonder also what kinds of shows the people in these different groups are watching, whether low, moderate, or high. You know, one of the things that I shared with you some time ago is that there are also studies that indicate that as we're watching TV, if we watch the shows that tend to be have a lot more drama in them, they can also cause problems with arteries, tightening, contracting, I should say. Constricting. And of course, that can cause problems with blood pressure, etc. So I wonder if they also looked at what types of programming the people watched, or did they only consider the amount of time that they spent? Now, the only thing they mentioned here was the amount of time, but inquiring minds, right? Okay, so anyway, Dr. Salamandra says that their results emphasize the importance of avoiding prolonged periods of sedentary behavior. Now, I want you to focus on that phrase for a minute. Prolonged periods of sedentary behavior. Because I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, I have so much going on in my life. I do so much that really TV is my outlet. That's how I unwind. And so, although I may only watch it 2 or 3 hours during the week, Monday through Friday, when I'm working, on the weekends, I might watch TV for 3 or 4 hours a day. But that's my outlet. That's how I unwind. That's how I chill. I don't spend a lot of money going different places, doing different things. And I don't go to clubs. I watch TV. So I really don't want you to take that away from me. Stay with us, because they have an answer for that. And I think that is a valid point. That is your outlet. That is your way of unwinding. That is a way that you can just truly chill. Not having to worry about this assignment, this task, that task. Just chill a while. I hear you. I believe you can have your cake and eat it too. In other words, you know, if you can't eat the cake, why have it? So stay with me. I think there's going to be some good news, some news that's going to make you really, really happy. So stay with me now. We want to avoid prolonged periods of sedentary behavior. So Dr. Salamandris goes on to say that the findings suggest a clear message to hit the off button on your TV and abandon your sofa. Even activities of low energy expenditure, like socializing with friends, or get this, housekeeping activities, may have a substantial benefit to your health compared to time you spent sitting and watching TV. One of the things that I sometimes do is kind of mix watching TV with household chores. Sometimes I do that, and I tell you, it can really be beneficial. So let's say I'm watching TV for 30 minutes to 60 minutes. I also know that I want to get the bathroom clean. And y'all know how it is. You got a task that you need to take care of, and if you don't do it, it's going to be weighing on your mind. You can't really relax anyway, not as fully as you'd like to. So sometimes I might watch that 30 to 60 minutes worth of TV and then go clean the bathroom, or at least part of it. Watch a little bit more TV and go clean another part of the bathroom. Because, you know, you got those little phases, those little stages of cleaning you have to do. You got to take care of the toilet. You have to take care of the sink. You have to take care of the shower. You have to take care of the floor. You know, there are different things to do in the bathroom. So you might clean one part of it. Spend X number of minutes cleaning the shower. Go watch some more TV. Get up. X number of minutes cleaning the toilet and the sink. Go watch some more TV. Of course, you got to wash your hands in between now. Don't be taking those bathroom chairs back to your living room or den with you. Watch some more TV. Go back, take care of the floor. You know, all of that. You're moving your body in between the downtimes. Just an idea. We'll have some more ideas for you. Listen to this. Performing recreational activities, lifting weights, stretching bands, or treadmill exercise while watching TV may be a healthy alternative. Moving your body while you're watching TV. And here's the thing. You don't necessarily have to move your body the entire time that you're watching TV. Let's say it's a Saturday, off day for you. And you do want to unwind a bit. You want to get away from the business of just always doing something. Always working here, working there. Cool. We can dig it. How about this? What if for 30 minutes while you were watching one of your favorite shows, you were doing some exercises? Crunches. Scissors. Some stretches. I wouldn't recommend stretching until just before, just after. And if you're going to do resistance training, I would recommend just doing some jogging in place or walking in place, something like that. Save your stretching for after you finish. That's what the experts recommend. If you're going to do resistance training, especially weightlifting, stretch after you lift, but not before, because it can actually take away from your weightlifting performance. So what if you were watching your favorite program, and let's say it's 45 to 60 minutes long. What if you spent 20 to 30 minutes exercising while watching that? It's an idea. Only just a start.